Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and this show we're going to discuss planning certificate services. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I have created courses and also helped companies overcome obstacles. Some clients include the United States government, the U.S. military, and small, medium, and large companies. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. Active Directory Certificate Services provides a public key infrastructure that can be used to distribute certificates from a trusted source, which this is going to enable you to secure data transmission to a known recipient through encryption. The signing of code and documents confirms who the sender is and that the data has not been tampered with in any way. So in this broadcast, we're going to be looking at certificate services and planning. Now, when we look at certificate services and planning certificate services, there's actually going to be four steps that we're going to look at. We need to identify the certificate requirements, to design the root CA, design the CA hierarchy, and design the CA server infrastructure. So task one is going to be, or step one is going to be to identify the certificate requirements. Now the first task in this is going to be identify where the certificates will be used. So what we have to do is we have to start by defining which parts of the organization will be included in the project. Example, we need to look at the project scope. This could include the enterprise servers, workstations, laptops used by mobile employees, workstations on a partner extranet that has access to corporate data for order fulfillment, or any client on the internet if information or services will be provided beyond the corporate firewall. Once this is done, then we need to determine the certificates that will be used. Then the next thing that we need to do is we need to look at the devices, uses, certificates, as well as the certificate requirements. And so we need to look at the location where the certificates will be deployed. This will be used along with the certificate enrollment method that we're going to describe in step three to design and place the issuing CAs. Now, the locations where the certificates will be validated, which includes chaining up, revocating, checking. Also, if possible for each location, we're going to estimate how many certificate validations are likely to occur and during the course of a day and record that. Now, the deployment location may be different from the location where the certificate is inspected. For example, take an SSL certificate. It's deployed to a web server, but it's validated from the browser client machine. If a certificate enrollment services are not available, this will affect the deployment of the new application servers or users. It will also prevent certificate renewals to existing services and the validation of certificates that are not already present in the crypto API cache. Now, if the certificate revocation services are not available, this could risk a compromised certificate, and this could create a security exposure. So for each of the applications or service, we need to review the impact of the potential failure in a certificate services. Now, the other thing is we need to validate with the business. So what that's going to be is we're going to have to work with the business decision makers to ensure their agreement and have an understanding of the certificate requirements. We need to ensure that the following questions are asked. Are there any additional legal, government, or regulatory requirements that may affect the certificate usage? This would be an example of local laws or industry regulations that may impose limitations or controls on the certificate services design. The other question is are the implications of using certificates for encryption fully understood? And when we look at these, this might include encrypted traffic cannot be inspected for malicious content. Encryption and decryption will place an additional processing load on the corporate servers. The use of certificates and encryption increases the complexity in the environment. Step two is going to be design the root certificate authority. Now, you have to understand that the root CA is the highest level in a certificate hierarchy in your organization. So task one is determine the number of root CAs that we're going to have. There is no technical reason to design more than one root CA. So usually what we're going to do is we're going to plan for a single root CA. But there may be instances where we have applications that will use certificates. They must trust, well, they have to, all the applications have to trust the root CA, but there may be other reasons to have additional root CAs. And some of the reasons for this would be a business unit, division, or location that must be isolated and self-administering because of laws, regulations, or other compliance standards, restrictions that are part of the organization's policy. This would be an example of a multinational organization may be required by law to have separate CAs for each country or region where they have a location or a business presence. Also, applications or services that require the administer certificate separately. The owner of the application or service may require full control of all aspects of the application or service. This includes the security certificate security. Now, a single root CA can manage more than one DNS hierarchy or namespace. Because remember, the namespaces are based on the DNS domain namespaces. So a single root CA can issue certificates for multiples. But the DNS domain namespace typically only has one CA hierarchy. It is possible to have more than one, though. So next task is to determine the root CA type and location. Now, this is we perform this task on each root CA that was specified in the previous task. The root CA can be deployed in one of the following ways. It could be a standalone, which is not integrated with Active Directory domain services. It could also be an enterprise root CA, which is integrated with Active Directory domain services. And then we could have an external root CA, which is operated outside the organization's firewall and it issues public root certificates. Now, if you have an offline standalone root CA, at least one online subordinate CA must be designed, and we'll talk about this in step three. Which step three, we're going to design the certificate authority hierarchy. So taking what we were looking at before, there are different types of CAs that we have in hierarchy. We have the root CA, which we said is the highest level and signs its own certificates. Then what we have is an intermediate CA, which is known as a subordinate of another CA. And then this enables centralized policy administration across its subordinate CAs. Issuing CA, which is subordinate to at least one other CA, and is the lowest level in the hierarchy. Now, all these roles can be on the same server, and they can perform all the roles can perform three certificate functions, not on the same server. We have a certificate enrollment, validation, and revocation checking. And these functions can be combined on a single CA, so we don't have to have all three levels. But you should separate your root CA from the other ones. So to determine the number of issuing CAs, we add CAs as necessary because maybe we have regulatory requirements. It might require us that a separate CA provides certificate services to a particular location. For example, a web server certificate be validated by a separate issuing CA. Political and organizational reasons. A business unit with the organization may require its own issuing CA. Low bandwidth locations. If there's locations that are connected by low bandwidth links, and if the load on a certificate service is expected to be high, then we'll have an additional CA in each of the remote locations. Fault tolerance. And for certificate services, this can be achieved by designing additional CAs. In this approach, all we're doing is adding CAs to design to duplicate the functions. This technique cannot be used, though, with a root CA because there can only be one active instance of a root CA in the PKI. Make each CA highly available, and we'll be talking about that in the next step. Next task is to determine the number of intermediate CAs. And these can optionally be added to the hierarchy as additional layers. And it's providing a centralized policy administration across multiple subordinates. Designing a three-tier hierarchy with the intermediate CAs increases the complexity of the environment. If the intermediate CA will be used, you need to determine the number that will be required to order in order to meet the organization's needs. That brings us to step four. And in step four, we're going to design the certificate authority server infrastructure. So task one, design the certificate services roles. So what we have to do is we have to decide on which protocol will be used for each of the services. Then we're going to use this information to design and place the certificate services roles to meet all the needs of all the locations. For the first location, refer to the services required in the location. We map those protocols that we'll use to deliver the services and then decide where the servers will be placed. We're going to repeat this process for each of the locations, and we're going to adjust necessary the placement of the servers so it can best meet the needs of the location. Task two is design the CA servers. And so what we have to look at is how can we provide some type of fault tolerance? Well, there's actually two ways that we can do this. We can have additional issuing CAs that can be added to the design and placed behind a load balancer. In the event one of the servers places requests can be redirected to the other servers. So if it fails, note that this approach cannot be used with the root CA since there can only be one instance of the root CA. Now, the CA server can also be put on a failover cluster. Now, the next thing, the task is to design the IIS servers. Now, the IIS server is going to be there for providing some of the different functionalities such as web enrollment and so forth. And there's actually, it performs four different certificate functions, and all of these can be implemented on the same server. They can run on the CA server or on a separate server. If the IIS server will be placed in the perimeter network, then we need to make sure that we separate the two roles. You want to design the minimum number of IIS servers that will perform the required roles. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in listening to my other shows, just search for GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question in the comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.